Hello, Kimberly?
Yes.
Hi, yes, this is Angel from Legal Guidance Group on the support line. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm not good. I just been back from Tampa for 2 days. I was sex trafficked, got beat up because I told him I was an Iroquois. It's been going on for 4 years, and every time I get back to my destination, they lure me down there, and they killed my boyfriend, and my son is best friends with all the Snyders, and they're all my beautiful people, too, but I know I'm Iroquois, and I'm not part of the tribe, but I don't want the town of Evans to know any of my business because they're not white,
right.
White good people, and there's no one else to call, so my heart had to call you, and what do I do? Because now they're threatening my children, my grandchildren, and my mother, and I'm living in the backyard in a tent alone.
I see. Well, let me ask you this. You recently submitted some information that can qualify you for Social Security Disability Benefit?
Yes, yes. I'm getting it back 10 years when my son Jordan was murdered. Capitano, he was suspected in Seattle. Corey, Mr. Snyder, Barry, I love all of you guys. That's why I called you, because I'm the scared little Indian, and I'm really scared because I was held against my will, and the health hospitals and my family are yelling at me.
Hey, Julie, good afternoon.
So you really get into SSI, DI?
Yes. They're going to go back 10 years. Like 1,200 a month for 10 years, I guess, when my son Jordan Christopher was murdered.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but it was Shadow and Corey Snyder and Shadow Snow and Mr. Snow, Mr. Nicholas Snow. What a great guy. They went through it with me, man. They went through it with me. And you guys are nothing but kind to me. And then we trying to call Kip Lewis. He'd like to go spend the night with him and Barbie. And but I just got back, and now they're threatening me again, and they're telling my daughter if they, you know, pay them $30,000, they're going to kill us all, and I don't want to be here. I don't want anyone getting killed because of me.
Right,
I'd rather
right.
come on the reservation. I'll stay in a log cabin. I don't care. I got a tent. I don't want to be here anymore.
Right.
I had to tell Tampa I left because they wanted me to keep staying and getting raped and beaten and held hostage, but I left. I came home,
right.
and I tried to get
right.
to the reservation, but I ended up in Evans and Whitesville with the cops. They're just the same type of people.
I see. Okay, well, in that case, thank you so much for your letting us know, Kimberly.
I just don't know where to go, where I can be safe and close to you guys in case something happens.
Right.
I don't care if they kill me. They're talking about my grandbaby. I have one on the way. I have like 12 of them now, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know my big brother. He's a CEO. He's a CEO himself. But they're going to leave my dad's side. My dad just died, and they were happy because my dad died, and I'm not happy that my dad died. My Uncle Larry's in Houston, and I don't want to bring him in these pains in the asses because he's a cop. So I called you because Mr. Green must be flying home early with a headache anyway. So I was supposed to call someone important to tell them that I'm part of a human sex trafficking for the last 6 years out of Tampa, Florida, and I want to stay home. But I don't want to get killed with my kids. And I don't want nothing to happen to you guys. I don't know where to go. And then my whole tent is flooded. I laugh. I didn't get redder. My parents, my sister-in-law thinks I'm crazy, and I do drugs, and I only smoke weed. And I died at the same time when I read the beautiful people in the hospital.
I see. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're going through right now. But remember, if this heart must come down, it will come down and must go down.
But I don't know. It's just summarized. I don't care. I'll come with my tent. I just don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Now they know where I am. I got called from Salamanca from an old man screaming at me. He called me. Like, I don't know where this man is. And he's yelling at me, cursing at me. I was trying to get the water out of my head that flooded. I don't even care about
this. Well, Kimberly, I'm sorry to hear that, but I have other customers to
so you're going to get one or two? she wants it.
Everything's coming
okay.
Down.
Okay. All right. I hope so.
Yes, she will.
If I need you, I can call you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, you too. God bless you.
So this Friday, we'll be a